It's JT the Brick on Fox Sports 98.9 and 1340 AM.
We're building a brand here every day at 4 o'clock.
JT, live in Vegas.
I'm a dreamer, man. Call me a rah-rah guy. I love that. This is all a joke, everybody. I'm just practicing for something a couple of years in advance while other people are looking around and don't get what's coming.
It's JT the Brick talking Raiders, Golden Knights.
He shoots, he scores! Vegas wins in overtime! David Perron, 5-4, Golden Knights!
UNLV.
You don't want me talking UNLV football today, correct? I take the high road in life, dude.
That was a terrible call!
I like my team.
Judge Homer, get up!
This show, I can take calls. The number is 876-1340.
I always enjoy talking football. I'll take all sports, Mr. JT. Thanks for the Grimaldi coupon I got last week.
I take the high road in life, dude. We're building a brand here every day at 4 o'clock.
And now, live from Las Vegas, here's JT the Brick.
Oh, great to have you, JT, on the NBA draft. A one-hour show here as we preview the draft. We give you live picks. We'll walk you through the lottery picks here in the first round, brought to you by Golden Entertainment, the home of PT's, Sierra Gold, Sean Patrick's, the SG Bar, the best happy hour in town. Coming up right here in less than an hour from 5 to 7, then midnight to 2. Head on out to PT's, one of the 55-plus taverns on its way to 60 in the Valley for the NBA draft tonight. There are several draft parties in regards to fans going outside, watching this on a hot day. Head to a PT's and watch the first and second round of the NBA draft, which will get underway here in about 15 to 20 minutes. And we are in Las Vegas. It is hot. We are in the summer. I am back from New York yesterday. I was there for a week for the U.S. Open at Shinnecock, had a great trip, and then worked for Fox for a couple of days in New York City. Good to be back with Bobby Machado as we get going. If you know what you want to talk about, start dialing again. We're not a podcast. We're a live show. You should want to call into this show, have your voice heard, have an opinion. It could be stronger than mine. It could be on something that you want to talk about that I'm not talking about. Your show for an hour, 876-1340 on the night of the 2018 NBA draft. And the draft used to be something in my mind that was enormous, because with the draft, you thought that you could instantly get better. But what's happening now in the last 5 to 10 years is we've seen the birth of the super team. And what happens with the birth of the super team and the Warriors, who have won, you know, 3 out of the last 4 championships, a pretty good example, is that teams don't want to build through the draft anymore. What teams want to do is trade their draft picks for proven veterans, players who have played before, who can go out and get them a championship. All the offseason talk, and we haven't been that deep into the offseason, is about LeBron and Kawhi Leonard. Where will Kawhi end up? Most likely the Lakers. Where will LeBron end up? Most likely the Lakers. And if you look at this, you look at the rest of the teams, such as Phoenix, picking number one overall, Sacramento, who always seems to be in the top five, Atlanta at number 3, Memphis 4, Dallas at number 5. None of these teams have a shot to win. Most of them aren't going to be a 500 team next year. And a lot of executives around the league no longer want a top draft pick. They want to use that draft pick to go get a guy who's played in the league for 3 to 5 years, who's still young, who is proving that they can play at a high level and are a value pick. And here's the kicker. The young player no longer wants to play for the team that they were drafted by. One of the really big issues in the NBA going forward is not everybody can play for the Celtics and the Lakers. No one wants to play anymore in the number one media market. New York for my Knicks. No one wants to do it. There's no buzz going on in Chicago, where Michael Jordan built a legacy with the Bulls. Pat Riley has nothing going on as we speak in Miami, right? They're not going to be a championship contender for a while. And you look around this league, and it's about beating the Golden State Warriors. How can a draft pick or trading out of draft picks help you beat the Warriors? And that's the goal of all the teams tonight as they get ready here in the first round. I think what's fascinating to me is the fact now that Kawhi Leonard is available. Kawhi Leonard is arguably the best two-way player in the NBA. That means he plays offense and defense at a high level. But Kawhi is coming off an injury. Kawhi is showing that he's not happy. Greg Popovich on Tuesday went to meet with him in California and was starting to learn that Kawhi Leonard no longer wants to play in San Antonio. Another smaller to mid-sized market that has done a great job in the last 20 years, able to retain great players. Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, players that you would think would want to leave and maybe go to a bigger market, but they don't because this is a team that wins in San Antonio. So for Greg Popovich, he's trying to get a feel for Kawhi Leonard because they're probably going to go in a different direction and eventually have to move Kawhi Leonard coming up here. I am fascinated by the fact that Kawhi Leonard is available and he wants to go to Los Angeles before even LeBron James gets there. And then we throw in Paul George, who I saw Paul George's career almost end right here in Las Vegas with Team USA when he broke his leg and had that serious injury underneath the basket. And Paul George wants to get to Los Angeles. There is a scenario being put out there that the Lakers, by getting rid of all their young talent, Brandon Ingram, possibly Kyle Kuzma, Julius Randle, that the Lakers could, even Lonzo Ball, get rid of him and have a super team with Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, and obviously a really good player in Paul George. I don't think Paul George is the player that he used to be, but all he wants to do is play for the Lakers. So you're finding players now in the modern era of the NBA who are making decisions on where they want to be. I tweeted out earlier last night, and we'll get into it a little bit later on in the show, that Kawhi Leonard could be the athlete, as of tonight, who is giving up more money than any athlete who ever lived to change teams. The decision for Kawhi to leave San Antonio and not sign a supermax deal at $219 million means that he'll give up $50 million to go play in Los Angeles. Now, look, we've seen athletes give up $2 million, $3 million, $5 million. We've never seen an athlete give up consciously $50 million. We've seen athletes blow their career and walk away from their careers because of personal transgressions, mistakes, and lose out on money. But we've never seen a guy consciously give up as much as Kawhi Leonard by going from the state of Texas, where there's no state taxes, in San Antonio, to the state of California, which is the most insane place on planet Earth for taxes. Just property taxes, sales tax, state tax, gasoline tax. I go on and on and on, and Kawhi Leonard is willing to give up $50 million to play in Los Angeles because that's his dream. And then we get to LeBron. What does LeBron really want to do? There's a chance that LeBron James could stay in Cleveland and play for the Cavaliers. But with tonight having a high draft pick that really won't have an impact for LeBron James, will LeBron stay in Cleveland, and could they move this draft pick tonight in the next hour to get veterans in return? And that would really be the blockbuster story tonight. If Cleveland is working the phones as we speak, and if Cleveland is able to make a decision, okay, you think I'm crazy? They could bring in Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard's already on the block with the Brooklyn deal. That's a really hot story. Dwight Howard is a very good player, but he's been a disgruntled player. Could he play with LeBron in Cleveland? Could they move this draft pick and get a star player and move Kevin Love? And Kevin Love wants to play in Cleveland. A lot could happen here in the next hour. That's why I came in today to host this one-hour show as Fox Sports Radio is covering the draft, because I think it's a really big deal. And then, who's going to be the bust? Anthony Bennett, who played at UNLV, is a bleeping bust. It's one of the worst picks of all time. You think of Ryan Leaf? Think of Bennett alongside. Nice kid. It's not his fault he was taken number one overall. But who in this top 10 could end up being a draft which could really hurt a team down the road? And I think there's some good players here that I would look at. Luka Doncic seems to be the home run pick. He played for Real Madrid internationally. He's a good player, but there's not a lot of film on him other than YouTube video. Trae Young is a player that I like a lot. I just heard Lon Kruger on with T.C. Martin. He's the type of player that's coming in, but he's being scrutinized because Trae Young is small and undersized. He's a chucker, and he gets thrown to the ground really easy. The NBA player will push him around, and you have to look at potential injury for a player like that. Muhammad Bamba, the center out of Texas, along with Ayton out of Arizona. You got some bigs in this league. Now, I like the bigs. I grew up as a fan in the era of the big man in basketball who used to know how to play. And you can go back to Moses Malone, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Patrick Ewing, Robert Parrish. These were not good players. They were great players. But 20, 30 years ago, when you ran an NBA set, an offensive set, you ran it through the center. The center was arguably your best player. The point guard came down, tried to get the center of the ball, and the center would go one-on-one, and that was the game. Now we are in a completely different league where you have to be able to shoot from 33 feet away. You have to be able to hit the three. I never thought that I'd come to a time in my career where the three-point chucker would be more important than the seven-foot center who can get you a double-double and rebound. And I'll throw it out to you at 876-1340. Who would you rather have going forward in the NBA? A big man who's 7 foot who has skills, or a guy that you know can knock down a three consistently in this league? I think most of the league, I know the Golden State Warriors want the three-point shooter. And if you can find a combination of getting a big man and having a couple of guys to shoot threes, that's really fun to have. So the NBA draft is about to start here in a few minutes. If you have anything that you'd like to add, we are an interactive radio show. And again, I don't want to spend the whole summer reminding you of that. We have open lines during the dead zone at 876-1340, and we read tweets at JT the Brick. Last night, the NHL Awards. Another great moment for the hockey fans to sound off in this great town after last night. I tweeted out the picture last night of the award winners for Vegas and put it up on Facebook. And it's one of the best pictures I've seen in the history of Vegas sports. To have all of these winners last night at the NHL Awards, Gerard Gallant, William Karlsson, to see Mr. Foley holding the award for winning the West, everything that we've seen from Derek Englund and obviously George McPhee, that was an incredible night last night in Las Vegas at the Hard Rock Resort and Casino. A memorable night for what is a hockey town that is getting bigger as we speak. And for all hockey fans who are out there, if you ended up getting a ticket and you ended up going, how great did you feel about that? If you're a hockey fan and you look at last night, did it take away the sting of losing the Stanley Cup final to the Washington Capitals? Again, that was a haul, as the Vegas Golden Knights tweeted out, a successful first haul at the NHL Awards. Now, we knew that Gerard Gallant, months ago, was going to win the Jack Adams for Coach of the Year. Last night, it was pretty obvious that he got the award.
And the Jack Adams Award goes to?
Gerard Gallant.
This is Gallant's first Adams Award. He was also a finalist in 2015-16 while with the Florida Panthers.
Thanks very much. Obviously, you're here, Vegas Golden Knights fans. They've been the best fans all year, and I appreciate that, so thanks very much. I appreciate getting this award from Nick. Thanks a lot, Nick. Much appreciated. To Jarrett and Bruce, awesome job this year. You guys with your hockey teams, you did an outstanding job, so congratulations on your nomination. I hate to say this, but congratulations to the Washington Capitals. They beat a real good team in the final, but they played outstanding hockey. So congratulations to Washington.
Gallant's been unbelievable all year. Really a humble guy. Think of that award. What an award. The Jack Adams. And he gets to do it in Vegas, where he led this first-year expansion team to the Stanley Cup final. Just very impressed by that and the fact that that is a crowning achievement in his career as a former hockey player, now a head coach, that was run out of his last job, and he had to really be enjoying it last night. I don't think he's that type of guy that wanted to rub it into the rest of the league, because he's not that type of guy, but that's an honor that will stay with him, and especially for this franchise as they continue to build. It's nice to have a head coach when you're recruiting free agents that all the free agents want to play for, and I think Gerard Gallant proved that this past season. The Lady Bing Award Trophy, the most gentlemanly player goes to William Karlsson, and we got a chance to talk about a guy who had a brilliant year on the ice but was also a sportsman.
And who would have thought a year ago? I'm very honored to be selected this prize alongside with two great players in Ryan and Sasha Barkov. I'll just get right to it. And I want to thank my family, my mom and dad, of course, for always driving me to practice and stuff like that. I want to thank Mr. Foley, George McPhee, and Gerald Gallant, and the rest of the coaching staff for giving me this chance and believing in me.
Again, I love the crowd noise there. Obviously, the event's in Vegas. It's at the Hard Rock. But the best part about it is everybody watching this around the globe who's a hockey fan is hearing this Vegas crowd loud and proud. Fantastic. For George McPhee, no doubt about it, the general manager of the year, putting this roster together, going after, obviously, unprotected players. To put the chemistry together was the greatest honor for him. He did a fantastic job.
Well, and many thanks to those of you who voted for this award, and to Steve and Chevy, congratulations on all the great work you've done for years and in the season you just had. Thank you, Bill Foley, for giving all of us a second chance. Thank you to my family for allowing us to go on this adventure. This award will be accepted with great pride on behalf of our entire organization. From day one, we've made all our decisions together as a group. It's worked really well. Our players played their guts out for us, and our staff surrounding those players upstairs and downstairs were terrific. And to our Vegas Golden Knights fans and residents... Thank you. Thank you for making Las Vegas a wonderful place to live, work, play hockey, and call home. Thank you.
Man, that crowd sounds like a Rush concert in the 80s that I used to go to in Canada, just getting into it. Tremendous for George McPhee to put this team together. You know, there were some, I wouldn't say haters during the course of the year, but a lot of people were saying, you know, they had an unfair advantage. They didn't have an unfair advantage. These were unprotected players. They were smart enough to get these players to draft well. They have a tremendous amount of draft picks coming in. The tough decision now for George McPhee is going to be the players that they keep. We'll be talking about that here on the flagship station of the Vegas Golden Knights when appropriate, depending on what you fans want to do, what free agents to go after, what players to keep, what players to let go. How incredible is it for George McPhee that this marketplace, the fans here, want to keep all the players? You're not hearing much about, and there's a couple of players who won't be back, but you're not hearing the phones light up. Get rid of this bum. Get rid of this guy. Everybody feels good about what happened. And then another an emotional moment, maybe the most emotional moment of the night, when it came to the Mark Messier Award for leadership going to Derek Englund. This is a tremendous award that means a lot for someone who cares about Vegas, was a leader in and around what happened 1 October and ran away and clearly deserved this.
Not good at speaking in front of too many people, but Bill Foley for making Vegas a hockey town. George McPhee, Kelly McCrimmon for putting together our group of guys that you know, we have the best group in our locker room, in my opinion anyways. God. My family, my parents back home, my wife, my two little boys. Couldn't be here without you. My teammates, like I said, best group of guys. And to the community of Las Vegas.
I mean, really nice that he was able to pull that off. So that's one of the great hauls, one of the great stories that we could see. Again, when we talk about the Vegas Golden Knights and sports talk radio and sports media, no matter what you do, this team gave us so much to root for. We're so good competitively and have so much to look forward to. I mean, these are the glory days, and it just started. I put up on Twitter last night and on Facebook, you know, congratulations to the loyal fans. And a bunch of people cracked me back, said, loyal fans, you're a year old. And I went back and said, no, you're not. You're missing this. The loyal fans that stood up and bought season tickets when they didn't know what the product was. The loyal fans after 1 October who understood what was happening there. Yeah, it's going to take a long time for these fans here in Vegas to be compared to other fans in hockey. We're not comparing these fans to the original six fans. But what we're doing is we're showcasing the fans here who put their money up, showed up to the games, and really rooted this team on. Tremendous. And, you know, for all the players that are enjoying, not everybody's going to be back. James Neal looks like he's gone. Perron, too. There's guys who are going to be gone, but they'll remember their first year. in a Vegas Golden Knight jersey, and the players that are going to come back hopefully can take this team to the next level. Do I expect this team to get back to the Stanley Cup final next year? I expect them to go deep into the playoffs, and that's it. And that's the best expectation you could have because they have an abundance of draft picks. They have the money to go do a deal. They understand chemistry. The GM and the coach understand chemistry. That's what the Raiders are trying to find now. As we transition to your Raiders show here years in advance, what John Gruden's trying to find with Mark Davis is chemistry so that in his first year, Derek Carr can have chemistry with Paul Gunther, the defensive coordinator, in regards to that defense turning it over so Carr can get some easy touchdowns. I don't think we'll ever see chemistry like this again. The thing I talked about often on this broadcast and going to the amount of games I went to, which wasn't as many as most in the building, is that I couldn't believe the chemistry of this team on offense. They looked like a team that was playing together for years. And I was very impressed by that. All you Vegas Golden Knight fans that got into the Hard Rock last night, if you went there, let us know about it. 876-1340. Mike, thanks for holding into the end of the monologue. Go ahead, Mike. Mike is gone as we continue. I want to tell you about our friends at Henderson Hyundai. What a great job. They jumped on board. They're offering more to each and every customer. When we say you'll get more at Henderson Hyundai, the superstore, we mean it. We're going to find the best possible deal in terms for everyone individually and one deal at a time. More means more selection. Henderson Hyundai has the largest selection of new and pre-owned Hyundais in Southern Nevada. You'll find the model, all the extras, the color you want, and the price you can afford. That's the Henderson Hyundai Superstore located on Boulder Highway in Henderson. When we come back, my conversations with a couple of the premier NBA insiders out there right before the draft that is about to begin. Player introductions going on at the Barclays. I just want to say this too. That's a team that needs to go out of business. Everybody wonders when Vegas is getting the NBA and if the rumor would be New Orleans. No, you got to take this team from Brooklyn. If there's not expansion, go get the Brooklyn team. Brooklyn is a bust when it comes to basketball, but they get to host the draft tonight. JT back with you on NBA Draft Night. Player introductions as we speak, and tonight's a fashion night, which is really interesting. What's going to get the most, unless there's a blockbuster trade, which a lot of people don't see, what's going to basically happen here is this is a fashion night because these players dress up, they're there with their parents, they're going to have a lot of fun, and I think this is a celebration. Think of the young men getting drafted tonight and where some of them came from. Some of them came from really rough neighborhoods. Others came from unbelievable scenarios with parents who supported them as they were youth players growing up here. And tonight, they are living out the dream. We don't know what their careers are going to look like. We don't know if they're going to bust out, if they're going to play for 8 years, 10 years, win a ring or not. But NBA draft night is very special, just like NFL draft night, as kids are able to live a dream. And if you drive around here in the Valley and you notice all the kids that are going to play Division I, all the way from Basic to Bishop Gorman to Palos Verde, to all the other schools here, the dream of these young athletes is to have a chance to play and to make money if they're able to do that. And these are the small group of kids who get a chance to pull it off. 876-1340 if you want to get through before the first pick. If you think you have an idea of what Kawhi Leonard could do and have an impact on tonight, it sounds like San Antonio understands that he does not want to be there anymore, and they're going to move him. I spoke to Mr. Michael Lee last night from Yahoo on what this Greg Popovich chase story has been about. Now, Michael's been one of the lead guys in this story trying to figure out what the next play will be for Kawhi Leonard.
It was in San Diego, so that was what was reported last night. But yeah, I mean, they got to reconcile. I mean, or see if there's any chance of reconciliation, because so much has been leaked and so much has been put out that, but nothing has really come directly from Kawhi, at least publicly. And I think that it's in Popovich's best interest to see just exactly what the root of the frustration is and if it can be fixed, if it's tenable. And I think what's happening is that you know, Kawhi being a place where he's already decided that he wants to leave. And I think that led to a lot of the confusion last year. It led to some of the comments from Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili and a lot of guys who lost faith in Kawhi and what he was going to be able to give them. And but, you know, Pop is a guy who the only reason he's still coaching is because of Kawhi. You know, he was ready to leave with Tim Duncan, but Kawhi gave him a reason to keep going. He thought that he had another Tim Duncan, and that's clearly proven not to be the case.
That is a great point that you bring up about the fact that when Duncan was ready to go, the talk in San Antonio is they'd leave together. And Kawhi, he got a chance to coach one of the best two-way players in the league. With Pop's commitment to USA Basketball as a head coach of the Olympics in 2020 and the Spurs coming into the draft and all the other news and how they're going to try to get something in return for Kawhi, do you think that this will energize Pop to get focused these last couple of years, or do you think the exit strategy is in place for him to get out of there sooner than later?
I think the exit strategy might be one of the reasons why Kawhi wants out. I think he's probably looking around and sees that there isn't that much of a future with the Spurs because everybody on the team other than him is pretty old or not fully developed. And Popovich might leave in 2 years. So it's like, why would he want to commit long-term to a franchise that's not necessarily going to be relevant, you know, especially if Popovich leaves? So I think that, you know, I don't know if he'll be energized by a trade. I think if anything, he'll feel like he's committed. He has to commit to, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge, you know, who he basically agreed to, you know, coach when he signed him as a free agent and then gave him that extension. But I just think it's a difficult situation because, you know, the Spurs have been so good for so long, but we all know that these things come to an end. You know, Jerry Sloan eventually had to leave the Utah Jazz, and they fell off for a little bit. You know, I think the San Antonio Spurs are going to do that, but I don't think it's going to be long. If you look at the history of that franchise, you know, they don't have really deep, long lulls. They may not win it, may not have won championships until Tim Duncan arrived, but they were always a team that made it to the conference finals or had competitive teams from George Gervin to David Robinson. So they'll rebound. It's just that right now, they're just like every other franchise. They're not unique. They're not special as they once were.
All right, so that's interesting because of what's going to happen now with San Antonio going forward. For me, Kawhi Leonard was mishandled, or Kawhi Leonard was not the guy we thought he was. So Kawhi Leonard's a really quiet kid. And his uncle now has taken over his business, and he's representing him, and his uncle is not communicating with San Antonio. You cannot invest with an NBA champion, an MVP in the NBA Finals like this, and lose him before his first big contract. And this is a disaster. But I don't blame Kawhi Leonard because he wants to give up money to go play for the Lakers. Now, if he was holding San Antonio hostage because he wanted to go somewhere else and make more money, then it would be a different story. But again, I try to keep making this point about Kawhi Leonard. How could you be hard on the kid when he wants to leave and go follow his dream to be a Laker? From Riverside, from playing at San Diego State, this is what he wants to do. Now, the good news for Kawhi Leonard, the $50 million he's going to lose in regards to a Supermax contract of $219 million is money he could make back in a shoe deal with the Lakers, right? He can make that money back with the Lakers on some type of endorsement deal. But just being a Laker doesn't mean you're going to make $50 million in L.A. in local endorsements. And he's a kid who doesn't like to talk. So how are you going to make money doing endorsement deals if you don't talk? Chris Paul makes a lot of money on the State Farm commercials because he talks. Kawhi Leonard doesn't do any of that. I also talked to Caron Butler, who is a NBA champion, a two-time All-Star, about how difficult it is to get to know a guy like Kawhi Leonard who doesn't give us much going forward.
Hey, listen, I think he's just a guy that, you know, keeps his business private. You know, All due respect, I think that's how you're supposed to go about that process. And, you know, he's done about that relatively well. And, you know, it's just one of those situations where he was misdiagnosed with an injury. That kind of was the domino effect. And then that gave him the ultimate reason to, you know, wanting to be out of San Antonio.
So do you believe that Greg Popovich, because he's NBA royalty, Hall of Famer. He's going to go down as one of the greats of all time. Do we have the right as members of the media to know exactly what Pop's doing to try to save the relationship, or what happened along the way where both Pop and Kawhi couldn't get back on the same page to keep this relationship going on for a decade to come?
I mean, as members of the media, you have a right to have an opinion. And we all have opinions. You know, where will we be without them? And, you know, you have to – and I think the reason why it's so much of a headline and a story is because it's the San Antonio Spurs and all the things that you touched on. Greg Popovich, one of the best coaches ever to coach the game of basketball. Can't tell the story of basketball without mentioning him and all those championships with the Spurs dynasty. But it's so awkward to hear anything negative about their organization. And that's why it's so much of a huge story, because when have you not known a superstar or a star player wanting to be out of a winning traditional situation? And this is the first time. So, you know, that's why it's a huge story.
In your great career, and you were a great player as an NBA champ, 14 years, a multiple All-Star, did you ever have a similar situation where you were leaving or a relationship was coming to an end and the new team wanted to know where you were at coming off an injury or your health and what your goals were going forward? Or was it just typical movement around the league where most GMs know they're just getting a player that they want to get?
Hey, look, listen, on the back end of my career, I think I had – probably 3 30-point games in my I was 34 years old, and I was playing for the Milwaukee Bucks, and that's my hometown squad. And the hardest thing for me to do was to leave that situation and try to chase another championship and join the Oklahoma City Thunder when they still had Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook. It was a tough situation for me, but I knew I had to go to front office and ownership and management and have that conversation. I was granted that motion. And I'm forever grateful to the Bucks organization for giving me the opportunity, you know, to chase another championship. And that's what it's all about. And, you know, everybody have their different vices. Everybody have their different things that they're pursuing and they're trying to accomplish and, you know, try to enhance their legacy. And right now I think it's all about him probably coming to the Lakers, playing for his hometown squad and, you know, playing for a great organization and just starting with a fresh start.
There are multiple teams in Texas, and Dallas has won a championship, obviously, as you're aware, and Houston's a team that looks like they're on the verge of a championship. How important is it for San Antonio to keep Kawhi out of the West, especially in Texas, or is that no big deal that the Spurs should get the best package available? And if they do, why not just go to Cleveland for draft picks or do a deal with Philadelphia or get him out of the West, make sure he's not your problem in the future, and ship him out east in a trade where the Spurs control the leverage?
Look, you're going to definitely try to, you know, brokerage the deal so he's probably not in the Western Conference. But then again, you can't control all things, just like you can't control narratives, and you have to go with the best talent. And you're looking at this situation, San Antonio is going to be bombarded. People are going to be knocking down the door trying to acquire Kawhi Leonard. He's a superstar. He's in the prime of his career. He has no ceilings. He's a two-way guy. You can build around him or add him, and he's immediately a difference maker. So with that being said, what do you do? Do you take on the access of a lot of talent, or draft picks, or whatever the case may be? The Lakers have many possibilities. Boston have options. And so many other teams have variable options that's super intriguing to the San Antonio Spurs. So they just got to just, you know, it's a pick of the litter. They get a chance to, you know, really decide what way they want to proceed.
All right, so Caron Butler's got a lot of good opinions here. This is our NBA draft preview show, round one, Phoenix on the clock with 2 minutes to go. Reports are they're going to take DeAndre Ayton. When we come back, we'll get you the first pick in the NBA draft, and hopefully there's a trade here. Not in the first pick overall, but something happens in the first round, just like the NFL draft. It's a lot of fun when we could see that. Oh, Golden Entertainment. So many great promotions coming up at PT's, from National French Fry Day in July on the 13th, National Tequila Day, July 24th, National Chicken Wing Day, my day, on the 29th.
We We all feel helpless and frustrated by the violence. We do. But that's not acceptable. It's time to look in the mirror and ask ourselves, what are we doing to create change?
LeBron James, and LeBron's the biggest story of the offseason. No reports. He's on vacation. He's actually on a real vacation, which a lot of these guys do. The NFL guys do it now. This is the break for the NFL. We call it the dead zone in radio, but I come in and grind it out. Love to hear from you at 876-1340. Brought to you by Golden Entertainment. All the PTs in the valleys tonight. NBA draft watch. Get on out to a PT's. Go watch the first round. It's just underway. Ayton goes number one. Ayton goes number one to Phoenix, so he goes to college at Arizona for a cup of coffee, able to move on. DeAndre Ayton, the number one pick overall, going to Phoenix, and a great pick. I think the kid has got tremendous ability to be a shot blocker, to be a scorer, and he's really gifted, I think, and he's going to turn out to be an offensive weapon. I don't put him at the same level as Anthony Davis. I think Anthony Davis played and had a brilliant college career at Kentucky at the highest level compared to DeAndre Ayton, who played just a little bit there at Arizona and they underachieved. But his upside and his ability to play and to be the dominant force and the franchise player and, you know, the local connection from the University of Arizona to Phoenix should help sell tickets. Reportedly 14,000 fans at the Phoenix watch party right now. 14,000 fans. So they really sold on this kid. And we'll see what ends up happening here. Bagley or Luka Doncic next. Round two, Sacramento is on the clock. JT the Brick back with you. This is our NBA draft preview going into the draft. First pick underway. I talked to Chris Broussard about the risk reward in this draft. Who are some of the players that make sense or maybe risky players that are worth taking a chance on?
Well, I think I alluded to him, Trae Young. And look, he's definitely high risk because it depending on who you talk to, there are some guys around the league that think he's a career backup. There are others that think he could be close to Steph Curry. So he is the quintessential high risk, high reward pick. And I like him. I don't want to hear people talk about his defense or lack thereof. Like, you know, everybody's ripping him. Who's he going to stay in front of? He's not defense. Who does defend? Who's Steph Curry stay in front of? Who's Kyrie Irving stay in front of? Who's Damian Lillard stay in front of? You know, I mean, let's not act like every – now, Chris Paul is a great defender. But guys like that are few and far between. Most of these great point guards couldn't stop me from getting 7 points in a game. So – I don't want to hear that. Trae Young, look, he definitely declined a bit in the second half of the season, but that was because the defenses were throwing everything at him. His teammates weren't, you know, that high quality. He was playing in a great conference, and he led the nation in scoring and assists. I was talking to one executive recently, and he said he loved Trae Young. He said, when you look at his film and you take away the 30-footers and you take away the three-point shots in which he was double-teamed and you just look at the NBA distance three-pointers he took, he said his accuracy was off the charts. So, I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to be Steph Curry because Steph Curry might be a once-in-a-generation type player. But I see a lot of similarities. The ball handling ability, the tremendous passing ability, the vision, the shooting ability, the range where one of the great things about Steph is even when he's off, the defenses have to come out and pick the Warriors up 30, 35 feet from the basket. You would have to do that with Trae Young if he pans out, and that opens up things for everybody else. So I like him a lot. I do admit he could potentially be a bust. But look, if you go back and look at all these drafts, there are busts all over the place. And so the risk, I think the risk reward with him is great.
That's Chris Broussard. You can catch him here at the top of the hour as I'm off the air nationally tonight. Fox is taking this live. The second pick overall, Marvin Bagley III out of Duke. 22 double-doubles. That's the freshman record in the ACC. So number one, DeAndre Ayton goes one to Phoenix. And the second pick overall, Bagley III to Sacramento. He seems like he's good playing with Sacramento. That's what everyone says. They're all good playing with Sacramento, and then when their deal's up, they all say they don't want to come back and they leave. That's the problem with Portland, Sacramento, Milwaukee, New Orleans, Orlando. Orlando's the perfect example that these guys get drafted there, and then they don't want to play there after their rookie deal's up because they don't like the size of the market. The Hawks are up next. This is where I believe they'll take Luka Doncic, the Euro player, who's supposed to be everything. From Slovenia, the question is, we don't know if he's NBA ready. He's definitely internationally ready and playing with older players at the international level, but that's not the NBA. When we come back, we'll get you to the third pick of the NBA draft. And a quick reminder, you can find us here every day throughout the summer because we're not kicked off by Vegas Golden Knight games every day. You see that, Bobby? Not yet. Man, I saw that schedule. They open up against the Flyers. That's coming sooner than later. One of the great things about playing a long postseason is the offseason is very short. And that's because the Vegas Golden Knights were the real deal.
Last thing, and then the least, is my wife, Pam, my daughter, Melissa, son, Jason, and my two grandkids, Caleb and Dylan. They were down here for the playoffs for 6 weeks, and it was the best time of my life. So thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Gerard Gallant, there he goes. Also, Luka Doncic just goes to the Atlanta Hawks at number three. No surprises yet in the first round of the NBA draft. Keep it here. Fox Sports Radio's coverage right here at the top of the hour when I jump off. Full show coming up tomorrow and next week, and we'll get you ready for what will be an exciting summer here with UNLV football, everything that's happening locally here in the Valley, some of the exciting remotes that we're going to do, some of the new sponsors that are jumping on board before I put my head down and head up to Napa for preseason with the Silver and Black and the Raiders as they're back in Napa for training camp. There'll be some broadcasts from Napa before I'm broadcasting all four games. Sideline reporter for the Raiders on TV. For the preseason games, we got four preseason games, which will be exciting, which that's going to keep me busy in the month of August, traveling with the Raiders before the start of the season. Look for more Raiders. Look for more coaches on this show than any other show. That's being locked up, too. I'm also hosting the Raiders official team podcast. This will be the third year coming up. And I got to do all this to pay for my Raider season tickets that are coming up sooner than later. Woo! Raider tickets. Excited about that. How excited is everybody if you drive by? I haven't been here. I've been out of town for a week, but I want to drive by the construction site over there and see what's happening. So fourth pick, Grizzlies are on the clock here. My Knicks are going to go at number 9. Overall, we'll see what they do. And obviously, I don't think it's going to happen tonight. It's a bit of a reach, but if there could be a trade, would San Antonio want to do something? The most value they could get for Kawhi Leonard, I don't think it would be tonight. Other people think it could be tonight. Let's just say, remember, San Antonio, if they know that Kawhi's leaving, why not make the trade tonight and then make a decision down the road? Or do you do what a lot of people think that San Antonio is going to try to do, is keep Kawhi and convince him to stay? But Kawhi, LeBron, and Paul George on a super team will be interesting. Hey, there's breaking NFL news that happened an hour ago. Jameis Winston, reports are he will be suspended for the first 3 games of the NFL regular season. How'd you like to have that ticket fading Tampa Bay on the season total a couple of days ago? Jameis Winston, the first 3 games of the season, suspended for violating the league's personal conduct policy over an altercation with an Uber driver last year. So if you look at Jameis Winston, Is he immature? Absolutely. Did he steal crab legs from a grocery store? Absolutely. Did Tampa know what they were getting when they drafted this guy? Absolutely. Also in the alleged incident that happened at Florida State with a gal there. So am I shocked here? Not really. But I met him and I interviewed him at the Super Bowl, and he was a total gentleman. Class act, blew me away. So he'll have an opportunity to appeal, but there's not a lot of money at stake here because he's not making a lot of money. But he could make $21 million a year starting next year. All right, thanks to Bobby Machado for putting the show together. Thanks to our guest, the NBA draft coverage. We're going to switch to it right now. The fourth pick coming up for the Memphis Grizzlies in the first round. Fox Sports Radio coverage of the NBA draft, courtesy of Golden Entertainment. Get on out to a PT's tonight for the draft.